Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
And now, all the NFL news over the weekend. Nando DeFino joins us, sports writer for the Wall Street Journal. Good morning, Nando.
Good morning, John. How's it going?
Nando, I want to introduce you to my co-host for this week, Majora Carter.
Hello, Majora.
Hey, Nando. How you doing?
All right. How are you?
Majora doesn't necessarily follow the holiday football, but I want her to know that you're one of like our favorite voices on the program.
Well, thanks, John. That's very touching this time of year. Thank you.
He knows his stuff. Yeah, well, I listen to him. He's crying in there.
I could tell.
So, I can't go on. You have to call me back.
So whoever thought at the beginning of the season that the Patriots would be unstoppable? They won last night. It's looking like first seed in the playoffs for sure.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing it. They're just steamrolling everyone. You know, they're the most points in the NFL, and it's the Patriots of old. You know, they started out kind of shaky and a little vulnerable, and now they're just, you know, even their defense is kind of coming together.
And speaking of shaky and vulnerable, the New York Giants suffered their worst loss of the season to the Philadelphia Eagles yesterday. I paid attention for the first half and thought, oh, the Giants are going to win. What happened?
Yeah, they fell apart. They gave up a 30-something second half points, and you know, obviously Michael Vick came alive and kind of just took the game by the reins and destroyed the Giants, through the air and then running all over the place. And it was it's soul crushing. That's the definition of crushing right there.
38 to 31. I guess they went in at halftime something like 24-3. The Giants were ahead. What about predictions for next week? The playoff picture is becoming clearer now. I mean, we talked about the Giants who have a shot. We've talked about the Pats who are in no matter what. Who else are you looking at?
Even though it's solidifying a little, it's still a little wide open. And in the NFC West, you're gonna have a team make it who might even be under 500. So St. Louis, Seattle, and San Francisco are all still in it. And I kind of like to see what Tampa Bay is gonna do. They're pretty good at 8-6. They still have a shot at the wild card. You could have three teams from that division get in. So it's there's a little bit that's still up in the air. The stuff that's still up in the air, I guess, they're all very interesting teams that would make, you know, not a lot of people are good at predicting what they're going to do on a week-to-week basis. So it's kind of chaotic and fun if they get in there.
And the Atlanta Falcons have done really, really well. They got one of the best records in the NFL. The Baltimore Ravens, or at least the New Orleans Saints, losing are two games behind the Falcons. The Jets, did they improve their chances by beating Pittsburgh 22-17 yesterday?
I think so. They did something they haven't done in about, I think, 2.5 months or 9 games. They scored a touchdown in the first quarter. Like they have not done this at all. They just sit through the first quarter and kind of lollygag and then kind of come alive. So seeing the 7 points on the board early on like that, you know, even though it was off a kickoff return, it wasn't an offensive touchdown. Good things are on the way, I think. They're getting it back together to where they were at the start of the season.
And what about the fate of Pittsburgh? They're a perennial playoff power, and certainly in the AFC, a team to be reckoned with. How do they look at this point?
Well, they look good. I mean, it's kind of surprising. They're, you know, they've already clinched their spot in the playoffs. They haven't exactly won the division yet, but that might not be a bad thing. They're only 4-3 at home. And usually you look at all these other playoff teams and who's doing well, you know, they're 7-0, 6-1, 5-2, that stuff. 4-3 at home, you know, they might not need the home field advantage. So as long as they're in, I think they're in good shape.
All right, Nando DeFino, sports writer for the Wall Street Journal. You want to do any predictions for the Super Bowl? We're getting close.
Yeah, you know, I had New Orleans last year. I really think Baltimore's a team that's built to make a nice run. I mean, I know they're going to run into New England eventually, but I think you could see maybe Baltimore-Philadelphia.
All right, Baltimore-Philadelphia. Nando DeFino, thanks so much.
Anytime, John. Happy holidays.
You too.